Show on Universal Energy Radio. This is Elisa.
Hey, and this is Anna. Disco dancing in the morning.
Good morning.
Well, hello there, cousin.
So we had a really good conversation the other day that, you know, always happens when we're out and about. Like, half of our really, really good conversations tend to happen when we're in the car. And it kind of continued at the bookstore and the cafe. And I'm like, yeah, we never record these because they would be horrible recordings. They really, we wouldn't be able to hear anything. But it was a really good conversation.
We can revisit that.
Very much so.
Actually, yeah, I was talking to my dad about that actually just earlier this morning about, it's about being present in the now. And in that now, sometimes the most interesting epiphanies come up because, well, first of all, you know, you and I were running errands and doing things on Friday, and we ended up at an actual bookstore, real bookstore. Which was very bizarre because we don't, I'm like, these still exist. Wow. Here one is. And so that was interesting, but really getting there because of not only the traffic in Atlanta, but the weather was crazy, has been crazy here. And so literally torrential downpours of crazy rain, not just downpours, but side pours. I was facing the window when we were in the bookstore, and it was going sideways. I'm like, wow, you know, and you're getting all these alerts about hail and all this other stuff. And it's very interesting how we were kind of in this store. First of all, we wanted to be there, and we were kind of forced to be there. So it was interesting to be present in there and to receive the information that I felt like I received. And my hope is that it will revisit itself, because some of the stuff, and you know, honestly, because it comes through and it's like, okay, I said that felt really good. I want to hold on.
Yeah.
You know, what did I tell you? I want to hold on to that space and that energy that was happening now. And some of the, you know, the self-talk, but the other self-talk that comes through is the stuff that I'm working on releasing, you know, and having conversation with you and my father and a few other folks has been, you know, very, very helpful in not only in my journey, but I think your journey and a lot of others that are going through some things that may kind of knock you off your track. I mean, basically that's the way I look at it. You know, you're kind of knocked off what you perceived, which is you perceived as your path. And source says, oh no, we have other plans for you. Right. Like, somebody said, you want to make God laugh, tell God your plans.
Right.
So this conversation the other day was so fascinating because it really, it was very soothing, the information that was coming through, and it was very much an acknowledgement of where I know I am and where other people, it's not even about where they are. It's how can I put this? It's acknowledging, like, really seriously being in that moment, acknowledging where you are, whether you feel like that's a good place or a not good place. Feeling like you're in chaos or feeling like you're in clarity or peace or any of that. It's acknowledging that right now and experiencing that right now and experience, you know, if you're in a calm, peaceful, loving place, appreciating that and giving that gratitude and love and acknowledgement so that you're acknowledging that, and Source is saying, yes, I want you to have more of that. And it, and then, of course, on the flip side is if we're paying attention to the stuff that doesn't feel like love or peace or any of those things, you know, we're still calling attention to it. So the idea is to acknowledge it and let it go. Acknowledge it and say, yes, I'm in this moment right now. And it isn't the, like, the situation, whatever it is that's happening in your life, it may be happening in that moment, but most of the time our thoughts are coming from something that happened in our past. And what we're doing is we're bringing that, like, your analogy of the backpack, which I've talked a bit about that too, but you had said, you know, you've been carrying this backpack, and it is full of all these things, and most of those things don't belong to you, because most of us pick up stuff along the way that belong to somebody else, whether it be our parents, our spouse, our significant others, our kids, our, you know, brothers, sisters, whatever, but we put them in our pack and we walk around with them and we hold on to them. And so you kind of did this analogy for me, and I want to kind of share it, and you can elaborate, of course, because it was like I told, you know, I was saying, you know, I feel like I'm falling. And you said, yeah, you've got this vision of, you know, I'm sort of in mid-fall. So I can choose, first of all, I'm wearing this pack that's got heavy stuff in it, right? And so those of us that are wearing these packs that have heavy stuff. So first of all, get rid of that. Like, just let that go. You know, it's like, oh, you know. And once you let that go and you're still in free fall, you can choose, like, you know, in my head, it's like I kept saying, well, I can choose to fall flat on my back, which would probably distribute the hurt, right? Not feeling good part. But then I said, well, why fall at all? You know, why hit the ground at all? You know, and you kind of chuckled and you were like, Yeah. And I said, you know, you do have the choice to just lift yourself up and upright yourself. And it's like, I could see that. I'm like, that's an option. It's totally an option. And how many people don't think that that's an option in their life, is to just don't fall, you know, just stand up, just upright yourself, you know, and go back into that. And I think, You know, I've been studying all this neuroscience stuff, and it's so weird how we've created such deep brainwave patterns or such deep ingrainment of things in our lives that we just, it's almost like, I think I told you, I said, it's like I'm trying to shake it off, you know, like a dog will shake off wetness, you know, when it jumps in the lake or something like that. And it comes in, it just shakes it off. And it's like, that's what I feel like. I'm just trying to shake it off. You know, if I could just shake this feeling or shake this thing, and it, you know, and so I don't want to ask the question of why I'm feeling like this or, you know, it's more like, how do I get to my upright position? How do I stand in the space that is mine? You know, no one else is mine. And I use this analogy for myself, and it's like every person, you know, those that are listening, it's that thing. How do you stand in your space? And that's the question to ask. You know, how do I stand firmly in my space? How do I be me? And not, because that, you know, that's the conversation I had with my dad this morning. He's like, you know, we have a tendency to get lost in other people. And how do we... how do we go beyond that? And, you know, and he's talking about, because my thing with him is like, you know, how did you get through, you know, mom leaving the physical realm, you know? So that's been, you know, his experience. And it's like, I look at him and I think he's so strong, you know, and he says, keep yourself busy, start a routine, you know, all these wonderful suggestions that not only he's giving me, but other people and coaches are giving me, you know, a therapist, you know, it's like, take those steps to, you know, even if it's just a small exercise routine every day, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, do that. You know, decide, you know, start a goal, have a goal and have that in mind and move towards that goal. You know, if you want to learn something, go learn that thing. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, just go do it. Don't get mired down in the stuff. Don't start putting rocks and stuff back into your backpack. I mean, that don't belong to you, right?
Right. Right.
So well, used to curing other people's stuff. Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, we tend to do this, you know, we'll share the load and let me help you. And a lot of times that it's meant to be temporary, and it is obviously a good intention, a good gesture, and it does help because, mm-hmm. you know, everyone can use a helping hand. The difference then is when you decide, well, I'll just hold on to it for you, and I'll continue to hold on to onto it. It's like not knowing when your part of that is done and just thinking, well, I guess, you know, I'll just continue doing it because so everything's good so far. So there are these little agreements that we aren't even aware that we're putting forth. And it's just a lot of it's unstated. A lot of it's like, oh, well, you're still doing it. Okay, well, I guess I'll continue doing what I'm doing. And, you know, it's forever changed until we decide, well, wait a minute. This was meant to be just a temporary thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the hobbits went back to the Shire after they dropped that ring in the, in the Mountain of Mordor. You know, they didn't like, well, let's just keep wandering, you know. I mean, what else is going on in this Middle Earth kingdom that we have to do? And I kind of thought about the hobbits because of the whole sharing the load thing. That was the whole point about that. Like, well, you know. The burden is so great to carry this little ring that it has so much power that it was like very selfish in a way, but selfless. Like at one point it's like, no one else should have to deal with this. But then, you know, people were afraid of losing that person because it changed it. It changed that person. So mm-hmm. they thought, well, you know, this is a bad influence. You know, you shouldn't have to handle it on your own. I'll help you. But it changes everybody. And then you have to like, well, I have to get it back, you know, but it's not because it becomes distorted. It's that whole thing with the ring and the hobbits is kind of an interesting study because we look at things that we do because out of love and, you know, when somebody is changing and we all will change, we'll all have something that, you know, that we're known to do, and after a while, maybe we just don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not feeling it. I know you know that because you're kind of feeling that with your business and what you had mm-hmm. been doing, but it's interesting because sometimes it isn't about changing it completely, which tends to be like it's easier to see how you're doing if you're like, well, I'm not doing that at all anymore. You know, I dropped it. You know, I'm going to do this now. Sometimes right. people have something to look forward to and they know they're doing something different. They feel like they've accomplished something just in making that change. But a lot of times it's just something small. And a lot of times, you know, we talk about shifting our perspective because we're doing what we're doing, but maybe it's a different level of awareness. And now just that little bit gives it a different kind of purpose. So you could still do what you're doing and add on. Or you can take one step away and do something with that space that is created. And it could be a tiny space. Like you said, it could be a routine so that instead of just sleeping in and not getting something done, maybe that 10 or 15, 20 minutes where you wake up and you stay awake and you are engaged and you're doing something just for you is very different. I mean, you could say, well, sleeping is for me too. Yeah, but you're also asleep. You're asleep.
Yeah.
So, you know, something to that too. I mean, it's the things that we tend to take on, so kind of going back to that backpack, I saw it so much when we were talking. I saw, you know, just the energy you had at the beginning was, you know, definitely a feeling of the rug was pulled out from under me. I'm falling. And I saw you, but you were definitely suspended, and I was like, why is she leaning back so much? She was suspended. I'm like, oh, it's because of this backpack, all this other responsibility. That honestly, at one point, you were very clear And then you decided, okay, well, I'll do it. But I'll do it. I'll only hold your stuff. And then you created, you know, two more beings and you're going to hold their stuff too. So it's a big backpack full of a lot of other people's stuff. And obviously you've been able to do it. But when you are off balance, the first thing that you can drop is all that other stuff. And you haven't fallen yet. It's so interesting because I know how much I'm trying to make this parallel between, you know, what I saw and things that have been told to you like by Reverend Adam of what you can create. Like, you can create whatever you want. And so I'm like, well, why wouldn't we put that in there where she could create, you know, looking at her, being able to look at her snapshot, what it looks like for her right now. And I think she would want to just kind of keep it, look at it, and then say, let me tilt myself forward a little bit so that when I'm ready, I can. In fact, you don't even have to drop to the ground on your feet. You can just, like, put yourself down on the ground. You know, put your feet on the ground as you're writing yourself. And a lot of it had to do with, one, the ability to envision that and see it, and the willingness to say, I actually deserve that. I mean, mm-hmm. I can do it. I will do it because that makes sense to me. That it's not like, oh, but I should, you know, I did take on, I did agree, I should feel bad. Or, you know, it's interesting, again, even the things that we don't physically put in that backpack but are still with mm-hmm. us, the ways that we think about ourselves. So, like, you mm-hmm. have to know that you, not only that you can do it, but that you want to do it, and you maybe you should do it. We don't use the word should, but that it makes sense to you, and it's like, it's not even, yeah, it shouldn't be a question of deserving it, but, you know, you deserve it. You know, you don't, maybe it starts off where, you, well, I don't deserve to fall, you know, I don't deserve to have that, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's like, well, then you should. So then the next step is, yeah, I'm going to do it because that's, you know, that's what I want to do and that's how I want to feel. And I'm capable. If I can create that for me, why wouldn't I choose that? So why don't I just go ahead and do it?
And you brought up a really good point too, which is, you know, when I want to do something, you know, one of the things that I told you was, you know, I still very much care for my ex-partner and very much care mm-hmm. for my children. And I so want to be a part of their life. And right now it just seems like that's a very strained situation. And I have been attempting to sort of assert myself, not in a pushy kind of way, but in a way of kind and loving and, you know, invitation, and those are not being received really well. So one thing that you told me was, you know, you want to do all these other things for all these other, for these people who aren't, you know, she's not allowing you to do that. Well, why don't you look in the mirror and do this for yourself? Like, you know, take yourself to dinner mm-hmm. or, you know, buy yourself some flowers or, you know, do things that are kind for you. So that something mm-hmm. that you would appreciate. And I, you know, when you said that, it was interesting because it's like, I really had to stop and think, you know, what do I like? You know, mm-hmm. what do I appreciate? And that it's something that I have not, had to, I haven't looked at, I haven't pondered, you know, when recently in the past month, I've gotten a few compliments and they sort of took me aback because I realized I didn't really receive those, you know, I mm-hmm. didn't receive those compliments. I didn't receive that sort of attention, I guess, if you will. So I have to look at all of that and say, where have you been? Like, where have you been? You know, and that's another thing too. Like I was telling you, it's so weird because, you know, as wanting to be as spiritual and as enlightened and connected, how disconnected have I been? And I said it was sort of the whole thing when it started was very embarrassing and very. You know, how fast can I change this? How fast can I fix this? You know, fixing and words like that weren't necessarily my words, but words that were coming at me were like broken, fix, things mm-hmm. like that. So of course I've adapted that, and he's like, how can I fix this? You know, oh, I must be broken. You know, so you start to adapt those things, and those extreme situations have a tendency to ingrain those things within us as well. When you go through something traumatic, you have a tendency to whatever the experience is, it sort of grooves something within you. And that's something that I've realized too, not only for myself, but for other people, because I've seen it with other people as well. And the interesting part about this for me as well is going through situations, whether I feel like they're traumatic or not, and having literally had one-on-one personal sessions, if you will, whether it be with Reiki or just coaching or just a cup of coffee because somebody referred them to me, you know, these situations that have come to me that I have given my or ask them questions to allow them to open themselves up to answers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the big thing. I'm not offering you advice. I'm just asking, I'm taking it back and I'm asking you questions that are going to help you turn it. And if I have some form of solution, like there are people that, you know, yeah, it's like, oh, go talk to this person and they're going to offer you this space or whatever, you know, I'll give that to you. And what I'm saying is, you know, not necessarily putting myself in their shoes and asking those questions, but now I'm that person on the flip side, you know, with that traumatic experience. And mm-hmm. so I'm asking myself, what kind of questions would I ask me, you know, to move me through this? Because until you're in this or whatever it is that you're in, no one else really, and nobody really does know the experience, because again, it's unique to you, right? Like,
right.
whatever your life experience it is, it's unique to you. You may have similarities and parallels, you know. And like this morning, my dad's looking at me because I'm like, I told you, I said my foundation was knocked out from under me, but also the goal that I had, which was to travel and experience this with my family, that's gone. And so I don't mm-hmm. even have this, because I like to carry a vision. Like, what's my vision? You know, my dad, he's so fun. He's so brilliant. I love you, Dad. I know you're going to listen to this later. But he's like, you know, then you can have the same vision for yourself. You can still travel. Why can't you travel? Just because these people aren't going to be able to travel with you, you can still travel. Or like you said, you know, create an experience with the children that's different. You know, that's your own experience with the children, you know, be able mm-hmm. to do that. So I think that's important for all of us to look at. If, you know, if you can't work with somebody, a therapist or a coach or somebody, you know, and that's the difference too. Like, if I think with coaching, there are going to be some questions to be answered. I mean, you do that with me, and I think sometimes I do that with you. And so we, mm-hmm. we kind of coach each other, and it's like, you know, how do we pay attention to our present and our, you know, we keep coming back to the now. And I know a lot of people are like, well, that's my now. I'm in pain, or I'm in fear, or I'm in whatever. And then the reality of it is, and I told my dad, I said, you know, what's so funny is I don't know what I've been afraid of, you know, because I realized that all of a sudden I had the last year, especially, I've lived in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, look what it manifested. I was living in a fear of losing or releasing my family, which was what happened. And I was like, I felt like a, what is it? The whole Flintstone cartoon where they're running in their cars, but they're not going very fast.
Right.
You know, like their toes are going, it's like, you know, that little noise that it makes. And it's like, you're doing that to try to fix, you know, let's put quotes around that, fix the problem. And then it's not getting fixed because the whatever cure you think you have, the other person doesn't want to receive it. And then you're freaking out and you're like, oh, you know, what's going, you know. And I see this as just this, you know, it ends up being kind of a humorous dance that we do, you know, like this really upended dance that we're like, dang, like we didn't even have to go through all that. And I think that's right. The irritating part is because we don't have to go through all of that. If we would only understand that we don't, you know? And it's like clarity, like right now, like when, like the day before yesterday and moments of yesterday where I had this full clarity of, you know, this is where you are. You know, it's like, yeah. So it's kind of, you know, and I sit here and I smile about it because it's like, you know, there's absolutely the only thing that I can do is make me happy, just be happy right now, you know, because that is going to perpetuate the happiness of this afternoon and tomorrow. And then, you know, it's the stuff that I've been talking about for years. It's like, walk your talk, walk the stuff that you talk about and really allow yourself to open up to the energy of what it is, you know, not just, not just say it, but be it, you know? And I think that's the thing that I want to, you know, like, again, I'm right here at this moment. I want to hold on to this moment. You know, it's like the more of these moments that I have, I think the better, you know, or any of us, you know, I say me, but, and like you said, eventually we take this goodness of who we are and eventually it will pour out on everybody around us and it will pour out on the world. You know, you got to start with yourself. Start within your space.
Yeah, yeah. And I think when a lot of us go into these, like I know I go into observation mode a lot. So a lot of things that I, when I talk about it, you know, it's not like I've maybe experienced it directly, but enough people around me have been in that situation where I've noticed the pattern. So like there's knowledge to be gained in that. The experience, however, is very different when you're in it. It's one thing to see a movie about relationships. It's quite another to be in a relationship, you know, and to say, well, that's not how it was. And, you know, in this movie, that was my favorite movie ever. And that, you know, the reality of it is that's not how that is because it's, you know, it's not scripted. And you know, we don't have that. We're not creating something for everyone else to see, you know, when we're in relationships, at least not necessarily. Some people may pick their partner based on, I hope everyone sees that I'm with this person. You know, there's a lot of those little quirks, but overall, you know, you're in it. When you're in it, you're not aware of a lot of things that you're doing. You're either feeling great or you're feeling miserable. And then, you know, we look at art, we look at, we read books, we see movies that inspire us or give us an escape. So there's that. But we bring it all together. So when you do have something happen, and this is, you know, you're talking and I'm like, yeah, you know, you talk about a lot of things and it's because you've seen it. So it's not like it's, you know, you're a fraud or anything like that. None of that. It's more of, now this is what you're experiencing. So you have like another layer that you are allowing to add to what you know to be true. And some of it is when you finally get to that part, you had to go through all the stuff that was actually not true for you, maybe true for somebody else. But so then you're able to talk about what you need to talk about. But we're always refining these things. We're always looking at, you know, taking in different bits of information. So as we check in every so often, you check in usually when something traumatic is happening, like, wait a minute, is that true? You know, remember how yesterday I felt so good and then today I don't? How weird is that? You know, we kind of go through these patterns, but it's not incongruous necessarily. It just seems like it at the time. But like you said, you know, the more you feel about one thing or the more you talk about one thing, the more it'll manifest. So and when things are heavy, you know, we tend to pin ourselves down with that weight. Those are the words we use. That's the conversations we have. That's what we tune into, to things around us, the stimulus around us. We, I had gone to see what movie was Love Actually. It was one of my favorite movies. I saw it in the theater with my girlfriend at the time. We left that theater, and I felt good. It was like I liked the movie. And the one couple that she remembered out of that whole movie was the one where it didn't work out. And I'm like, well, did we just see the same movie? Really? Out of all the, you know, that's what she was clued in on. I'm like, okay, you know. And it was, you know, that's the sort of stuff where, you know, we're all from the same stuff. We're all going to express it and view things and get our different perspectives at different times. And so while this is someone I love, I'm like, wow, we're really not on the same page, mm-hmm. even for entertainment, you know, mm-hmm. This is about relationships. So, I mean, you know, that was also a very long time ago, but,
the whole thing that we continue to carry with us is really
like I said, we're gonna change it as we have that experience, and when we have it after a little bit more of our living our lives, then it really does take on a different meaning, and you really start responding differently. And you know, for you, Anna, you've had a few long term relationships, and you know, you're at the point now where you're like, I'm not going to be repeating this stuff again. You know, I'm going to put a bow on that one and say we're done. And here's who I really am. And there's no timeline really. It doesn't matter how old you are, or, you know, how advanced you feel you are, or whatever the case may be. It just shows up. It shows up when it's time to show up. And, you know, for you and Liz and, like a lot of other people who are going through stuff, it's exactly the right time. If you take stock of what you actually have been going through, you're like, oh, I get it. And just, you know, and you don't do it by yourself. You don't do it in the vacuum. You ask for help the way you needed to ask for help. You receive it the way you needed to receive it. And, you know, we figure things out. And that's the beauty of it, is that you really aren't going to be alone. But a lot of times we are so used to doing things a certain way and expecting to feel kind of meh. You know,
yeah.
Like, I'll do it, but I know it's not going to make a difference. I'll do it because that's what I saw on a Friends episode. That's what everyone did, you know, or whatever the case may be. But we are actually creators, and we forget that. We create, but a lot of our creating has been based on what we've seen other people create, and we assume that those are our limitations too.
Right.
And it's not necessarily the case.
Right. This is so cool, because this is, again, conversation I had with my dad this morning, because it's like, you know, we can take the information that we have, and sometimes we fill in the gaps. And it might not be our story, it's someone else's story that we're filling in the gaps. And because we're mm-hmm. filling in the gaps, we've got the whole thing incorrect, you know?
Right.
And you instead of having this conversation, and I think this is, you know, this is kind of where I was at, is having this conversation. It was, let me just fill in the gap and I'll make it better. Or let me fill in. And what's interesting is when you go back to that awareness now, like, you know, I would storm around and say, you know, gosh, if anything ever happened to this relationship, I'm never going to get in another relationship again. Rah, 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 you know, and so you've got that. And then it's like, and I look at it and like now, you know, and I have some people saying, oh, we're going to fix you up. We're going to, you know, introduce you to somebody. It's like, part of me is like, you know, it would be nice to have people to do things with. And I do, I have people. I mean, you've mm-hmm. certainly been really here supporting me, not only emotionally, but sometimes physically, and saying, hey, let's go do something, or, hey, I'm going to come over, you know, whatever. And so, and then like last night I went to visit some friends just for a couple of hours, just to hang out and connect with them. And so, but what's the really cool part is like you said, it's now having an awareness of what type of people you want to be around, how much energy you want to extend into other people, or have other people extend into your life. And mm-hmm. because you don't want to start filling that backpack up again, right? Of stuff that doesn't belong to you. So
right.
I think that's been the kind of a really huge aha moment too, because it's like, you know, who do I want to let in my life? Who do I want to experience my life with? And what do I want to be doing? So those are all the choices now that I have to look into this. And each of us, even whether you're, in a relationship, not in a relationship, in a business, not in a business, job, anything like that. Like, it goes back to, what am I allowing in my experience? and am I willing to make some changes in myself and in my situation so that I can allow something new or something different? Or, maybe do go spend some time with friends that you know, but you haven't seen them in a while. Or, you know, so different experiences now are open to, I know open to me, but they're open to everybody. You know,
mm-hmm.
when we look in that direction, because like you said, we've been, you sort of have these experiences, you have this idea based on the experiences that you've already had. And when you finally say, I'm open to new opportunity, or I'm open to something different. And if you're fortunate enough to be in a nice relationship where your partner says, you know, hey, okay, yeah, you know, things have gotten a little bit, you know, sort of stagnant here. What can we do? Can we co-create something to make it different? Can we look in a different direction? Can we experience
mm-hmm.
life differently? And I think
mm-hmm.
that's the biggest thing for all of us is that, one, I know for me, I'm afraid to be alone. I'm afraid to, I have been afraid to experience my life without these other three people primarily. And then, but am I negating the other, 2,000 people that I know, it's like,
right.
When you reach out and it's like, look at the experience of what, first of all, what that's been, for the past, say 18 years or maybe the past dozen years. And, it hasn't been, it hasn't been hell. I mean, it hasn't, I thought many, many parts of it were very, very lovely. I think the majority of it was very, very lovely. I think
mm-hmm.
the last year was very not easy. And so it created this experience of such what I feel like is a negative energy that kind of went into this tailspin. So now my question is, did I create that, or did I just resist or come from a place of fear within that? And so a lot of times when we're in a situation, whether it be job or relationship or any of those things, are we coming from that fear? Are we coming from possibility, And I think that's, for me, like a reality check to say, how many times did I step into fear as opposed to, possibility? And I think because of some, I'm all about possibility. Like, I can stand in front of a person and I can see possibility, that's been my thing. Right.
Right.
And then to come then and to sort of feel like, again, like, my foundation has been pulled out, the rug has been pulled out from under me, right? And have this, what's my possibility? My possibility is I could stand upright and be fine, or is my fear that I'm going to land on this backpack full of rocks and hurt myself, And
and even with that, still that option after you fall to get back up
mm-hmm.
again. So, we tend to have our biggest, our worst case scenario is what paralyzes us,
mm-hmm.
like the anticipation of it happening is actually worse and even longer than the event itself.
Yes. Yes.
So we allow for that to really influence us on a lot of different levels. And then when you're done, it's like, crap, I've spent I invested all this time. I really wanted it to be something different. Like, well, what have you been, let's really look at what you've been doing here.
Mm-hmm.
You've been setting the conditions to feel exactly like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so congratulations, you just did that. All right.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
let's look at something else. Now that you know that that's really not the flavor of the month for you, that's not what you want to do. Then you look at really using those same concepts, but being in a particularly different mindset to create something more in line with what you say you want. And they're also kind of throwing some things in here. It's what you say you want, but also what you feel you deserve. And when we get past this deserving part, because it is a matter of deserving, you create it or you don't. It's not a matter of, well, did I create it? Well, yeah, you did. Even if you're asking, you did, because you experienced it. You had some hand in bringing it in you, to you in some way, and in you know, whether it was something that you just as a, out of maybe a dismissive remark, like, you know, I don't care or whatever. Even out of that, it opens up these possibilities of, well, if you don't care, then someone else will care enough to kind of nudge it in a particular direction. And your indifference either carries you with it until you say, I'm not going to, you know, I want to step over here. So it's by your own force of what direction do you really want to take? It can be as simple as that. Now they're kind of flooding me with, like, oh, you know, he's running with the wrong crowd, probably because he had nothing better to do. You know, some people, that's why, you know, they say, you know, the devil works through idle hands, because there's nothing doing, and if you're not doing anything, then, you know, then someone will have enough force to say, why don't you do this? And if you really don't care either way, then you tend to just stick around because of the energy of that person, and you follow in their wake. And hopefully it's something that's positive. But a lot of times, if you don't care, you know, you get kind of a mixed bag. Until you say, no, no.
Yeah.
And almost, hell no, like, no. Sorry, go ahead.
I think that's very important. It's a very important point to make, because a lot of people, I mean, actually, this, again, going back to, I loved conversations, because you can choose. Like, I think a lot of people choose, like, if they were in a certain situation similar to this, or a situation that they would choose some sort of numbing agent, drugs and alcohol, you know.
Right.
And so we were talking about this last night. And I said, you know, you could choose to go down that road. And then again, does that create, that creates a whole nother spiraling of problems, situations, right? A whole nother journey that detours you from your goal. And so I think with each of us being human, you know, we're like experiencing these emotions and stuff. And so it's like, you know, what I told you too, is like, you know, when experiences happen to us, whether it be a loss of a family member, spouse, you know, job, whatever it is, there's this hole, this void that opens up. So the question is, what are you going to put in it? Because that's the, that's the biggest thing of all, because you will fill it, but will you fill it with abusiveness, or will you fill it with, you know, good people, you know, good conversation, good experiences, a way to self-care, you know, help yourself. You know, a lot of those are questions that a lot of people have, you know, because a lot of people just go off, and, you know, you and I both know people that have just gone off on a tangent of very unhealthiness. And, you know, it's kind of sad. It's like you distance yourself, not necessarily on purpose, but energetically you just do. You could, because you don't line up with these people, and you're hearing from third parties what's going on with them. And, you know, part of you, and I think this is an experience too, because I would say recently had someone who was trying to contact me to say, you know, I'm coming in town, I'd love to see you, blah, blah, blah. And this is a person who kind of went off on one of those tangents, or, you know, and who's like back. And it's like, I chose not to connect with this person because I was not in a space. I felt like I was not in a really good energetic space to have conversation and to be connected. And I did see this person last night, believe it or not, with a group of friends. And it was interesting, because I felt like I was in a better place, and I felt like I could go step into, you know, she's visiting and staying with some other friends. And so I could be in that space and be surrounded by love and be okay with the situation. And I did, and it was good to see her. At the same time, it's not an energy that I want to engage for a long period of time, you know? So
right.
Again, picking and choosing all of your opportunities to whether you connect or reconnect with people, because I also don't want to be in a space of where I line up with that energy. And that's a choice. Like, all of those are choices that each of us get mm-hmm. to make, you know? We can choose to be around people who uplift us, or we can choose to be around people who just put us, you know, leave us stuck. I mean, that's my hope, is the majority of the conversations that we have here on Universal Energy Radio are about uplifting and, you know, making positive choices and setting intentions and doing well. It's also a place of reality, perceived reality now, and that when things happen, because things do happen, how are we going to be in those situations? Like, how are we going to experience the situation and hold our energy in a place of, you know, I want to say love and peace and joy, because that's really, every time something comes up, that's really where I want to go. And mm-hmm. and some people feel like that's a really Pollyanna place to be. Mm-hmm. And I just can't imagine staying in a place of anger and sadness, and, you know, and that's why I know what I'm dealing with, and I know what Liz is dealing with. It feels so not good to feel those, I don't want to call them bad emotions. They're heavy emotions.
Heavy,
it feels
yeah.
so, yeah, it feels, it's so not normal for us to not be, you know, to be in that. And I think,
mm-hmm.
I want to share that experience, but I don't want to share it in a heavy sort of way. I want to share it in a way that uplifts
right.
people, that says, you know, yes, people are going to go through this. Even people who, you know, I'm sure, you know, if you ever had a chance to talk to Wayne Dyer, now you can probably channel him and talk to him, or Deepak Chopra, right? And, you know, like, I think Deepak right now, he's going through something because of, you know, politics. He's letting, you know, our president bother him. And if you follow, you know, this is a conversation I had a couple of weeks ago with a friend of mine, and she follows Deepak Chopra. And she says that he's just really having and wrestling with the politics of our nation right now. And so he, you know, you look at him as a spiritual leader, and here he is, his contrast is with the politics of the United States government right now. And so you think about the stuff that bogs us down and the stuff that we have no control of. And so allowing that stuff to move through us in a way that inspires us and empowers us to be something more, you know, but each of us have to be on that journey, you know,
mm-hmm.
and each of us
mm-hmm.
have to be on that journey. It is a journey for each of us, and it's choosing how we're being in the situation, because, you know, with any person that's going to talk to you about positivity and being the best that you can be and all that stuff is happening in their life. There is not a human being on this planet that stuff does not happen to.
Right.
And so that's the big thing. How are you being in any situation? And you don't, and I, you know, it's like, allow myself to cry, allow myself to get angry, allow myself to experience the emotional guidance scale, you know, each of
right.
us should, and be okay with it. And choose to move on, choose to move forward, choose a better feeling thought to keep moving in that direction. And experiencing the goodness that this world has, because when we choose that, that's what we're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge energetically. This planet is shifting so fast right now that you can see a lot of this stuff, a lot of the mucky stuff going on, if you choose to lift your head and look, and you're going to go, whoa, wait a second. And then I see the beauty. I see beautiful things happening, you know, with many people, and I love that. And I want to look at that, and I want to see that, and I want to experience that part of it, you know. So, you know, where are we? And I think our perspective of the world is how we're going to be in this world, and how we're going to continue to live and love and be joyous in this world, or not. So, you know.
Yeah, or not. Exactly.
Yeah.
We do have a hand raised. We had a couple hands raised. Sorry, you guys.
Oh, okay.
But we do have a hand raised. No, all good. I mean, these are, I know one of them is our friend Jay, and I know he probably had something cool to do this afternoon or, you know, later today. But this one, I'm not sure. It could be Opulence. It could be our friend in Hong Kong. Good morning.
How sure you are.
Ah,
hello.
It is Opulence. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great rising. What a interesting exchange of energy you two shared. And it's been right on point. It's been healing for you two. One as the guide and teacher who I'm watching her move. I'm watching her move into other realms of possibilities. And the other one who is moving into the realms of possibilities as well. Beautiful, beautiful. I just wanted to let y'all know that. So you're doing what you had intended, Anna, for this network. For real.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In an illusionary real way. yeah.
So
no, you go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
I just about said it all. I know that the clock is ticking, and it was just a rewarding experience to travel with you all through this time.
Wow! Oh, thank you. That's such a beautiful,
very, very appreciated.
A beautiful energy of affirmation, you know, of the observing and the affirmation and then the reminder. Like we all can serve that purpose for other people as well as ourselves when we take that moment and state, you know, what we see and share from the heart. It seems a lost art to do that, like people writing thank you notes, you know, it seems like a lost art, but it's important to do that. It's something we encourage other people to do when they're on the show, to acknowledge like those small improvements or small victories. And sometimes it's so random that it gets lost because, you know, some people energetically, they still can't even, you know, they can't even accept that. Like it's still really hard for them to do that. But when you are in that space of receiving, you can take, you know, what seems to be a small compliment and really take in the power and the impact that can have on you to continue to remove, to enhance it, or to really make you look within and say, wow, you pat yourself on the back. Wow, I really did do that, didn't I? And I wonder what else I'm capable of. That's what's so important. It seems like a small gesture, but it's so important. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And for sharing very much your feeling.
You're welcome. But check this in. Check this in. First, when you started talking about the gratitude and thank you, I'm getting things are happening to me, which is new. I'm getting chills. I'm feeling things in different ways. So that was a nice charge for me. But it is the word thank you is saying thank you. Thank you to you. To you. Thank you. So when you say thank you, you are thanking you. And that's so empowering. Yes, yes, yes. My pleasure, clearly. My pleasure.
My pleasure too.
Yes. Let's pleasure on through this life. Yes. Yes.
That's wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to probably continue our conversation over the last few minutes of the show. But what a nice, and nice seems so bland, but that's, you know, it feels good. It feels warm and uplifting to have these kinds of conversations. Like this whole mutual admiration. Oh, no. You. And it's okay. it's wonderful.
It could go back and forth all day.
And as it should. And that's a great energy exchange. So, Opulence, again, thank you. for being such a great energy when you call in, or even when you don't call in, but when we hear from you, it's always wonderful. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Namaste. Right.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I think part of this ongoing conversation, because I know Liz had sent a text to both of us. She is actually going to be working. She's working now doing a shoot. So she will also still be engaged by Tuesday, like doing her work project. So we'll be doing the Some of You show, but it'll be hopefully, Anna, you'll be able to be able to co-host with me Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be the change. Liz won't be pulling messages from the database, but there will be numerology. That I could have cards. I just bought a new pack of cards.
Let's say you just bought a new deck of cards, so that would be nice to use those.
But those are specifically past life cards. I haven't really had a chance to play with it beyond what we were doing on Friday, because I was working yesterday. But so just a heads up for everybody. Liz hopefully will be back on the air on Thursday when she's done with her project. The show will go on. The show will go on. We'll still do calculations and whatnot. But I've really enjoyed the conversations that you and I have, and we've always had good conversations, especially I think being able to do, like you said, to ask those questions that we would normally ask of other people, or ask other people when they come to us with, you know, a dilemma, or you know, they want to have a reading done, and they get into the story, and so we just ask them questions, and it's interesting to be able to do that for each other, because it's not just like, oh, I'm totally fine, Anna's got stuff going on. It's not that at all. You know, you definitely, we both have our stuff happening, and you certainly have helped me a lot as well. I mean, just, you know, you got a head start on me anyway, so it's all good. But I feel like so much stuff has been flowing in, and with you, because we are family, it's easier to hit the pause button and say, well, here's just exactly what was going on. Here's what I just received. And I love that I can just tell you, and you're like, oh, you know, and you take it in, and then you do whatever you need to do with it. But it's not, I don't feel like I have to stumble over too many words. Not that that's an issue. I've got plenty of words at my disposal, but to get the right type of, sometimes you get the image, and because you and I are very similar, you know, to everybody else, we're not the same person, very similar, you get some of these images that are a little easier to embrace. Like, oh, yeah, I know. It's exactly how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just in tune. That's just what it boils down to. But it is like the last, couple minutes here, so I'm not sure what else we wanted to get into. I don't think we really don't have time to take another call, because I do have to go after this. But what else was there? Something else I was going to talk about here. It was sort of in line. Well, the whole helping each other out and being able to have these conversations. It isn't. You said it yourself. Like, everybody is going through their stuff. So even you know, people, if you think that there are other people, if you put somebody on a pedestal, whether it's a spiritual teacher, you know, guru, you know, your parents, whoever your role models are, if you put them on so high of a pedestal that you think nothing ever happens to them, you have just created your own little illusion of what it means to be a teacher or to be that person. And it kind of puts you apart. Maybe you think you can never be that person. And that's what I think is interesting, because I think the people who go through their stuff, if they are able to uplift themselves because of it, or in spite of it, or whatever they use, it's because of it. They have transcended. And with each incident, whatever life brings for them, it's the grace. It's not always easy, because sometimes that's kind of lumped together, ease and grace, kind of like sick and tired, you know, ease and grace. sometimes it's not easy, but you still be graceful about it. And it may not be like the pretty graceful, but when you look at it after all of that, you're like, wow, you actually handled that very well. And look at the person you become. So I feel like we all have that within us to be the uplifter. And so it doesn't matter. It's not like, well, I don't want anything bad to happen to me, because how am I supposed to talk to other people about it? Well, how can you talk to other people about it if you've actually never experienced it? And live to tell the tale. You know, that's the whole part. you have your own experiences, and as crazy as they may have been, and how alone you may have felt, when you are able to share what has been going on with you, you realize other people are going through it or have gone through it, and they're not alone. So it's important to not only, you know, we go through these phases to own what you're going through. Then you get into your story, and then you have to get out of your story, because otherwise you're still in that story. But you go through all these different steps, and those are all just, I don't know, pearls of wisdom for other people. And not even in that story, let me tell you a story about when I had to go through this, not even in that concept or in that framework, but just in having empathy for somebody else. When someone is going through something that is vibrationally similar, I've had the rug pulled out from under me. My foundation has been rocked. I've got to change all these things, and I feel overwhelmed. We all know what that feels like. And it doesn't matter if it's mm-hmm. not the exact same thing. We all know. And we mm-hmm. all have different tools that we've used or are still using to get through it. That's mm-hmm. that's the power of support. But it's also the power of being able to say what's been going on. And to get over the guilt or the shame or the sense of responsibility for, you know, I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. Not everyone's like that. Some people, they exist just to make other people feel uncomfortable because they like that. Until they don't like it anymore, until they realize they don't want to have a lot of close friends. So everything serves a purpose, but my goodness, you know, the things that we're going through, that you get through them, that you find your way is so important. Because that's the sort of person, those are the voices that are the helpful ones, that when they can do it out of love and not out of like, well, don't do this because this is what I had to go through and you don't want to do that. You know, it changes. It'll change.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes people need to go through it. I think that's important too, like acknowledging the process, acknowledging that journey. You know, like I said, this journey for me is very similar to my mom passing, only the people are still out there in the world. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't feel so good when I get to connect with them. You know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, whatever it is, you know, just know that every human out there goes through a process of something, and you're on this journey. I mean, this is what it's about, and moving, you know, keeping your mind focused on possibility and joy and love and peace. And even if you not feeling it right now, if you take the steps to, you know, go have a tea with somebody, you know, to have a conversation that, you know, and tell a different story, start telling the story of possibility of, you know, letting go of the backpack and uprighting yourself. I mean, that's, you know, and if you're in that love and joy and everything as well, then how can you become more aware so that you bring more of that into your space? And I think that is, that's the important part, because it's like, man, what, you know, I guess the emotional stuff that I know I feel on a day-to-day basis, which doesn't feel normal to me, you know, the stuff that doesn't feel comfortable to me. It's like I am appreciating it, and I'm also loving very, very much in gratitude and love when I don't have those feelings. Like, you know, as I'm talking and having the joy, and it's like, ooh, I want to hang on to that. You know, how can I, you know, how do I hang on to that experience? How do I hang on to that love? How do I hang on to that peace? And that joy, and when I ask Source, then Source is going to bring me more of that. So it's believing, yes, that you will move through it, and other, you know, and we can say, we're all humans. We're all going to have these experiences. So allow yourself to, you know, experience it in whatever way you want. You know, I'm thinking for the least amount of resistance, right? Just move through it. And some people, like you said, they love the drama. They love the chaos of it. They love the crazy of it. So that's what they want, then that's fine too. You know, that's fine too. So either way, you're going to go on a journey. You're on a journey. So be on a journey, right? It's called universal energy, which means all of the types of energy. We're not excluding any energy. We're not any energy exclusive here. So, but just know that we love you. Yeah, just know that.
We do. All right. We do.
All right,
you want to wrap it up for us, cousin?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to Universal Energy Radio. And we hope that our little chit chat has brought in some sort of aha, or and for those of you that are on the air with us, that you experience some sort of energy shifting, or you can share and do share with us. I think you can email the LOA blend. Is it the LOA blend at gmail.com? Is it that the email address?
Just LOA blend.
LOA blend at gmail.com. If you have any insights or questions, you want to talk about anything on the air, that's the great. Or call in Tuesday. Hey, we'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. And thank you again for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.